Embark on an extraordinary journey with us today on In Their Words with Blandine Sandwidi, an incredible woman whose path led her from Burkina Faso to the U.S. and eventually to Harrisburg, where fate intertwined with the UPMC in Central Pennsylvania Nurse Family Partnership. Explore Blandine's narrative as she shares the challenges, triumphs, and unexpected turns that define her remarkable life. The Nurse Family Partnership is not only a program that offers personalized care to income-eligible pregnant patients, but one that played a pivotal role in Blandine's journey. It is a testament to the transformative impact of this initiative, where highly trained nurses become pillars of support, answering questions and guiding families through the precious early years of their child's life.
First, I was at Guinnessville because I came with a student visa. So, and then at the time, my boyfriend was here, so we weren't married yet. And he invited me to come here. I wanted to stay in Florida, but he convinced me to come to Harrisburg. So I thought that it was nice to come. So Jen, him where he is. I'm from Burkina Faso, West Africa. So, well, Burkina Faso is a West African country. So it's situated, it's a landlocked country. So Burkina Faso is a tiny bit, if you look at in the Africa card, so you can see how tiny it is. But it's a beautiful country. People are welcoming and very nice. And people really work hard every day. And I am proud to, you know, be from Burkina Faso. I wanted to come here to study. So that was my first desire, to come to study and to gain more knowledge. Because I graduated with a master's degree in sociology, and I wanted to discover. I like to discover. So, and well, my uncle was really nice to help me with all the paperwork, and he think that it's really an opportunity for me to learn more. My family was really excited for me to come here and to learn. Nurse Family Partnership. Well, I felt pregnant, so and then I went to my prenatal visit. So I went to my prenatal visit and the nurse asked me, oh, do you want somebody to come and support you at home? At that time, I didn't really understand what she meant because I, you know, didn't speak English at that time. So, and my husband, because when I came here, we got married at that time now. So, and then he explained to me what that means, like they're going to come to my house. And I'm like, okay, so I'm not working, you know, so how I'm going to afford for that? And they explained to him that it's a free program that I can actually join. The nurse will be coming to my house and support me with my needs. So that's how I came across. Well, the experience was great. The experience was great because it's after, I believe, a couple months when I came in Harrisburg that I fell pregnant. And I was still new to the country, you know, so I needed to know and to learn a lot about pregnancy. Plus, I didn't have any support. So my experience with NSP was great because first of all, the trust that, you know, they have in me and I have in them. So it's just helped me to open up more about myself, about my story. Because if you don't know someone, it's hard for you to help this person. So the trust that they had in me empowered me. And the nurse keep telling me, you can do this. So I'm here to support you. Being a first time mom, I'm telling you, it's not easy. It is not easy when you don't have your mommy around. You know, where I am born, like in Africa, when you're pregnant, you know, you have your family around you. You really don't care about anything because you know they're here. But right here, well, you're alone with your husband and he doesn't know, he doesn't have any clue. Like, so you know we're having a baby, that's all. And so it was really interesting to be part of this program who supported me, who actually helped me to build like lifetime goals. Because like I told you, I didn't speak any English, you know, so the nurse, of course, encouraged me to go back to school. You know, you can learn, you can be a nurse. And I'm like, nurse, how am I going to be a nurse? Like, I don't even speak English. So, and then I start going to school. She always remind me about my strength. She never remind me about my weaknesses. She always focus on my strengths. She always focus on what I can do with everything that I have as potential. So, and I actually based on that to build my goals. And today I can happily say that this is a success. So because I became a nurse, first I was LPN. Well, I started with a CNA and then LPN and then my nurse, registered nurse degree. And then I'm not stopping there. So I'm still going. I want to do my nurse practitioner.
As a patient of the Nurse Family Partnership Program, Blandine saw firsthand the incredible work and support that was offered. It not only impacted her on a personal level, but soon enough, a professional one.
So, well, first, when she was coming, I was really like, it was interesting, like I say, like somebody come to your house and offer you a support. And I saw the change that it automatically had in my life. It changed my old vision, my vision about everything. So, and then they keep encouraging me, okay, this is what you can do. So, and when I start going to school, I discovered that, okay, so what they're telling me is actually true, that I have the strength to do it. So I will say that it's natural, but also sometimes you need somebody to say you can do it. You have it in you until somebody just like say you can do it. You know, and then when she first said that you can be a nurse, I'm like, okay, well, I didn't really think at the moment, I was like, okay, you probably don't make sense to me. That was, So then I start school and then I went to see my advisor and I talked to her about like going into nursing. And she was like, oh boy, so that's not easy program because, and knowing that you speak French, because you have to learn English and you have to learn nursing English. So, and I'm like, you know what? Just because you say that, I'm going to go for nursing. And I just started working hard. So I believe I had a highest GPA and I was actually retained for the LPN program. At that time, we were like a lot of students apply to be in the program. But at that time, I believe they were only taking 50 students at the time. So I was very happy to be part of this 50 students. I was doing everything at the same time. I would say like, because I started the program in 2000 and end of 2008, the program. And 2011, I graduated 2011, in December 2011. I was just going, like I didn't even want to stop. I was, and at that time, I tell you what, I got a job with them as their secretary. So I was doing a part-time job when I was going to my LPN school full-time. So when I graduated with my LPN, so my manager at that time, Judy Bostorff, a strong lady, amazing lady, who supported me all the way, and she's still supporting me. She's amazing. I call her my mom, my United States mom. So she's right. She's just amazing. She just keep pushing me. You can do this, Blandine. I'm behind you. You can do this. And every time I have a test, she will come and she's, you know, how did you do on the test? You better get A. I'm like, yes, ma'am. I will put that this way. It is really strong. So yes, that's how I was going with my life. So until, and she said, well, you have your LPN. So what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm not stopping. I'm going to go for my RN and I'm going to stay here, work, because I was doing part-time, and I will do PRN as LPN outside and keep going to school. So I was doing that. So my whole life was like jobs and work and family. So my son's 13, Jaden is going to be 14 in May. He's so proud. So he is very proud. He's like, mommy, you are so strong. Since I was born, you're going to school. You're still going to school. See, you know, I have to learn English and I have to learn a lot. And being in a new place, learning about all the culture. So it's not easy. And I can say that I'm still learning. I am. After my RN, actually, I got a job with UPMC Westshore, where I was working full time. And one day Judy called me and she's like, oh, we're looking for a nurse. Do you want to come back? I'm like, well, but I don't have my BSN. And she said, well, Yuki, if you are looking into so going to school for your BSN, you can be with us while you are working on your BSN. And I say yes to that. So, and immediately I started my BSN program. I believe it took me like maybe a year and a half to graduate with my BSN. So when I was working with Nurse Family Partnership, so I started seeing families, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating, and I'm seeing the, you know, life that's changing, people going to school, so encouraging them to just telling them that they can do it. So that's how it takes. Just tell them you can do it. Well, it gives me more strength because I'm seeing what they're doing and what they want to do. And also, they're empowering me more and more. They're teaching me also. It's a give and take program.
When asked what her favorite part of working with the Nurse Family Partnership is, for Blandine, the answer is simple.
My favorite part is actually spending time with his mom, like a full day having visit with them, talking to them about their goals, talking to them about their babies, how they can change lives, how they can impact the community. Because everything starts in the family. Everything that we are seeing is starting in the families. So we build like strong relationship in families while they're going to go outside and impact others. They are my friend, yes. Well, I have friends, but so probably I don't spend a lot of time with them.
The work Blandine does with the Nurse Family Partnership reminded her of those women and children in need in her hometown and sparked a new idea and a way to make a difference wherever she could.
So this vision of the project, I will say that it's really started taking shape when I was seeing my life changing, that I'm able to care for my baby with that support. So I start thinking about how about these people don't have any support. Even when we talk about nutrition, like my project, we're going to be working a lot on nutrition. So helping mom, helping kids with severe malnutrition. So sometimes they have ingredients, but they don't know how to put it together so it can become nutritious for the baby. So they need education. So I can see that the education is what about, and I'm really for education. Education changes life. So it has changed mine. And I think that the vision is from there, like getting the support from Nurse Family Partnership. So in seeing how it's changed life, how it changed baby's life, so I can do the same some way that they really don't know sometimes what to do. So because these places, it's really, really hard. So, but with education, with this project, I believe we can change something. So this program, like I said, so first of all, let me tell you the name of it. It's called Women Healthcare Initiative Foundation. So like I said, I started working on this project like a couple years ago. I was going to give up until I met a coworker and explained to her the whole thing. Because every time I go serve people in the community and I'm thinking about, because these are the mom that I know well back in Burkina Faso and I know the situation. So I keep thinking about the same, like it keep taking me back home. So each time I go out in the community, my mind solving this, all these visit with a mom. So I keep thinking also about home. Oh, I hope I can do something like that for women's back home. And then as we start working on the project and eventually we got the license to practice in the state of, I guess, in the United States, but we got the license and we also got the 501c. So we are a full non-profit organization. And like I said, we're going to be focusing on women's and infant children health. So we're going to be working on them. So when I first think about the organization, I'm seeing somewhere that they lack healthcare. The access to healthcare is just problematic. It is crucial. So they lack facilities, they lack providers. So it will be nice if I can participate in training local women, they can take care of each other. So if you train somebody, we're going to train someone. I mean, they're going to take, like I said, they're going to care for it, but they need to know what to do. So without the knowledge, of course, they don't know where to go. So like I said, another factor that affects women's health is what? So you probably heard about female genitalia mutilation, which many women faced today and still facing. So we are trying to offer them psychological support. We are trying to, you know, maybe some counseling for them, because when you have that done and you have a baby, it's hard to take care of your baby. So how we can assist these women? This is another aspect of my organization. How are we going to assist them? And we're going to be focusing on women, pregnant women with difficulties, especially having mental issues, because this is a place where, because of poverty, it's hard to take care of their need. And sometimes these people, they are isolated. They are all by themselves. How we can actually help them, tell them that they're part of a society and they cannot, we cannot leave them by themselves. So this is something that we're going to be working on in the long run. But the first step of this organization, so it's children nutrition. So, and we are looking into having our own center. So like a community center where we're going to have an educator. So educate women, how they can transform local product that they can use for nutrition, how they can do that. So that's another aspect of the program. And like I said, education, very, very important. Like a medical facility in the long run, because everything you have to, you know, it's a step that you are taking. So we start up small, you know, with a nutrition, and we see how we can actually see prenatal women's, like, you know, how we can see them postpartum period, because this is very important. They lack follow-up after they have a baby. It's hard. So sometimes we just have to have people there. If they know somebody is there, they will go and listen to them. They don't understand what you're doing, and you sometimes you don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, like, you're like,
we know postpartum depression is really, it is serious.
When asked why people should support the work of the Nurse Family Partnership, a program supported by the UPMC Pinnacle Foundation, Blandine had some compelling reasons to share.
Well, we should support this program because changing the life of the people is changing the whole community. And you see, children are impacted by this program. You know, we see many women. If you think about, you start with somebody who didn't have anything on board. And after 2 years, this person's life changed. And actually, when you change somebody's life, you're not changing one. You're changing a lot. You're changing a future. And if we are really looking into making our future better than today, we better change the life of the people. So if you have to support this program, because it's an amazing program. I am an example, and I'm keep impacting others. That's what it is. Anybody that see me, even people from my country, some people coming, they're like, okay, so how and where did you start? And you explain to them, and they actually start going to school, or they're like, okay, we can do it also. They can do it, but they have to see it.
As we wrap up this extraordinary episode of In Their Words, we extend our deepest gratitude to Blandine Sandwidi for graciously sharing her incredible journey with us. From Burkina Faso to Harrisburg, her story is nothing short of inspiring. Blandine's unwavering strength and commitment to securing the health and well-being of women and children in her community stands as a testament to her humanity and the spirit of the Nurse Family Partnership. Until next time, thank you for listening to In Their Words, where every story has the power to inspire.